The Egyptian Theater is asking supporters of the arts and Banksy fans to help preserve a Banksy which was painted on a stage door of the Egyptian during the 2010 Sundance Film Festival. A documentary about Banksy, Exit Through the Gift Shop, was featured during the festival. At that time, seven original pieces, apparently by the artist, appeared around town, including two more on Main Street. The image on the Egyptian's door was dubbed Dirty Rat. Egyptian General Manager Randy Barton said they now call it Stage Rat, and it shows a rodent wearing red and blue 3D glasses. Theater operators removed the door for safekeeping once they realized its significance, but it was on display at Tuesday's press announcement. Barton said the proceeds from the fundraiser will also be used to acquire space for the Egyptian's youth theater. In a press release, he said that after 20 years, the youth theater space across the street at the Main Street Mall is being renovated into high-end condos. The statement said the theater hopes to raise $3 million for the youth theater program. Park City Mayor and architect Jack Thomas noted that nearly 20 years ago, he designed the building just downhill from the Egyptian, which created a covered alleyway, and now the plan is to place the Banksy there.
And in the original concept, we always thought that there would be an opportunity for art and imagery along the corridor and a drop ceiling. Well, 18 years later, we're finally talking about really enacting that and completing that, so I'm excited to see that. And I can think of nothing better to see in that corridor than a Banksy, because he kind of represents that social challenge of art and in our community that makes us think, makes us wonder. Although I think it's probably a very appropriate place for the art, Banksy may disagree with that, you know, because he believed putting his work in inappropriate areas was maybe the thing to do. And as Park City's mayor, and given our level of funk, I'd have to agree that I'd like to see more of his inappropriate art placed inappropriately in our community.
The two other Main Street owners who have Banksys on their walls also spoke. Jim Tozer owns the Cunningham Building, where a picture called Angel Boy is displayed. He recalled how a vandal damaged the work earlier this year, but he said the artwork enables Park City to connect to the world.
Banksy is global, and having a series of Banksys in Park City, all connected to Sundance, it makes it doubly fun. Another interesting part about it is, and another frustrated street artist decided that his campaign was that what he was going to do was destroy Banksy, and in the process of endeavoring to destroy Banksy's, he would do videos of himself destroying it and explaining what an awful artist Banksy really was. And then he would YouTube those and send them out around the world. And so he had drove himself into the parking garage at the Cunningham Building and started videoing himself getting ready to destroy them. And he did come out and took a ball-peen hammer to the frame we put around the Banksy there.
Tozer hired a restoration expert to repair Angel Boy. Java Cow owner Ken Davis said he didn't know about Banksy at all, and he said he was stunned when the picture of a cameraman shooting a flower turned up on his building during Sundance.
So I show up at my shop 6:30 in the morning, maybe even earlier, and lo and behold, there is a drawing on the side of my building, and I was mortified that someone would go and put something like that on my building. I didn't know who Banksy was, but I was to find out very shortly. Within 3 hours, there were film crews coming up, TV crews, taking pictures, interviewing my store managers about the Banksy. Did they know what happened? Blah, blah, blah. Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Davis said the painting is a magnet for visitors. The vandal last winter shattered the glass covering on the Java Cow picture but did not damage the artwork. The Egyptian's press statement said the theater operators decided not to sell the Banksy but to keep it in town as was intended. It said of the seven Banksys created during Sundance in 2010, Dirty Rat is the only original that hasn't been destroyed, removed, or required a touch-up. For more information on how to donate, you can call the Egyptian at 649-9371 or mail a check to Save Our Banksy, the Egyptian Theater at P.O. Box 3119, the zip 84060. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.